round of applause for our good pal Frankenstein. Oh, settle down, settle down. I know Frankenstein's the scientist. Oh, me? No, 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 no. Don't be absurd. I've no tales to tell nor songs to sing. Well, not of my own. So how about I regale you with the story of a dear friend of mine? My name remains unimportant, but this is an elegy for one Roderick Usher, or the Haunted Palace.
I staggered, as it were, upon yon shamble pallid house, not in gate, but in the soul. So desolate can an image of one's proud distinction be, when interned beneath time's sacramentary toll. Insufferable the sight of such a miserable wretch as he, a friend at once alive and stone cold dead, a musician of the string. He compelled his guitar to sing, and at last, and for the first, I heard such frightful, dreadful, doleful, dismal, intensely conscious dread, he said.
In the greenest of our valleys, like good angels tenanted, once a fair and stately palace, radiant palace, reared its head. In the monarch thought's dominion, it stood there. Never seraph spread a pinion over fabric of so fair.
Madeline, oh poor Madeline, such an anguished visage worn, a depression deeply soaked and yet so fresh. Ever will the memory of the pair of kin forlorn stake its claim upon my being, on my flesh. My pal and I, we mused, we dined, we spoke and laughed, or at least we tried. We all know now time's never been our friend. Many days passed us by, Madeline passed, Roderick cried. Thinking back, it must be then, the name of Usher met its end.
On its roof did float and flow. This, oh this, was in the old time long ago. And every gentle air that dallied in that sweet day, along the ramparts, plumes and valleys, owing odor went away. Wanderers in that happy valley, through two luminous windows, saw spirits moving musically to a lute's world tune. Round about the throne, where sitting for Virginie, in state his glory, well befitting the ruler of the Roman sea.
Coffins laid in tombs beneath the mansion she once knew, Lady Madeline seemed naught but full of life. Such I've heard is the irony of the cataleptic's rule, a corpse that conceals the living strife. But I admit from that night forward, comfort seldom graced my heart, till one dark night had wrung my senses warped and dry. In my folly I thought a story could act to soothe my hysteric friend and I. Even then I knew it futile, but I'd be damned if I could not at least try.
Door with pearl and ruby glowing, was a fair palace door, through which came flowing, 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 and sparkling evermore. A troop of echoes whose sweet duty was but to sing, voices of surpassing beauty, the wit and wisdom of the king.
And Ethelred, drunken, full of might, sought the hermit, sought to find a fight. And so he wrenched and ripped through the wooden screen with strength befit him. But the
champion stood enraged, amazed to find flaring scales and tongue ablaze, and a shield of shining brass legend in Britain. Who entereth herein, a conqueror hath been, who slayeth the dragon, the shield he shall win. And as the legend was fulfilled, Ethelred's ears were at once filled with shrieks so hard and harsh, such piercing din. Bolstered by success, Ethelred the gloried in excess, kicked the carcass out of path to his new boom. But tarry not did it, and instead silver floor it hit, and let a mighty ring screech per paper room.
Now skeptical am I of things called paranormal, or at least back then that was the case. But as the sounds described on page became choral, I saw hysteria painted on his face. Looking past my eye, not far beyond me, just as he screamed, she sought her brother. And not seconds later they lied, two lifeless bodies, each dead to gaze the other. I fled, afraid and aghast, and watched a crack begin to tear. None but I can say in truth they bore witness to the wall of the House of Usher.
But evil things in robes of sorrow assailed the monarch's high estate. Ah, let us mourn, for never morrow shall dawn upon him desolate. And round about his home the glory that blushed and bloomed is but a dim remembered story of the old time entombed. And travelers now within that valley through the red-litten windows see vast forms that move fantastically to a discordant melody, while, like a rapid, ghastly river through the veiled door, a hideous throng rush out forever and laugh but smile no more.